Ian Teofield, Bonneville, Pontiac, Sauk, and Lakeland Connect. It's your first intermission. Michael Menzies here, joined alongside head coach Chad Mercier. And coach, top to bottom in your lineup, you know, people who didn't watch the game and they just scroll and they see, oh, Pontiac's 7-1 win, must have been domination, must have been one-sided. And in the third period, yes, it came to be that way, but there were moments when you needed good goaltending, you got it. There were moments when you needed a big penalty kill, you got it. There were moments you needed a big power play, you got it. And it really felt like 20 guys were pulling the rope together. Just what does that mean for this group at this stage of the season?
Yeah, you know, I thought our start was a little bit slow. Sally made, you know, two or three big saves in the first 5-6 minutes, and then I thought in the first period after that, I thought we were real good. I thought we could have been up by two or three ourselves with the chances we had, and then, you know, second period, especially on the penalty kill, I thought, you know, that's where, you know, the goaltending, you know, your best penalty killer's got to be your goaltender, and I thought last night for sure he was. Obviously not the second period that we wanted per se, but you get a power play and you got to find a way, and so mentally you got to stay with it instead of shrinking because of the circumstance. We did a great job of upping the intensity, make it 3-1. It's a huge goal, and in the third period we played the way obviously we wanted. We needed a big push, we got it, and you know, at the end of the day, we're playing the first place team in the other division, so we're bound to need some goaltending, we're bound to need to get some penalty kills. We got those things, and now we got to push forward here tonight and make sure that this ain't relaxed time. We've been here before. We've got to put our foot on the gas pedal here tonight, or well, this afternoon.
Yeah, well, the goal, coach's best problem to have is who to start in goal when, you know, combined they have a 950 save percentage in the last five. You know, Lorette was great Friday, Sal's was fantastic last night, and you're going back with Lorette, but I'm sure a thought in your mind had to go in about, oh, who do I go with today?
Yeah, for sure. You know, for me, Sally's, you know, yeah, he's had some good games all year, but his best two starts have been in his last two starts. But with saying that, Ben has been terrific, you know, throughout the last three, 4 nights also. And part of where Ben or Sally's starts have come, there's been games in between them. And this just became, at the end of the day for us, just too short of a turnaround to go back-to-back, even with that performance. We've got all confidence in both guys. That's why, you know, we're at that stage in the sense of, you know, it was great for Chad Nelson to be able to find Ben Lorette, because I think that's made a difference for us if you look at our goals against since Christmas. Goalies can't score, but they can certainly keep them out of that, and they've done their job, and we're going to need good goaltending again tonight against a team that can score.
Although there was a goalie from St. Vincent, I think, who scored for Spruce Grove a few years ago. Why can't I think of his name? What was his name? He played in Olds and then Spruce, yeah. And it'll come to me at some point. But nevertheless, your changes you made, you adjusted all the right wingers last night, and I thought we saw some real good chemistry form and some real good, you know, chance creation 5-on-5 from... Really, I think you could argue the second, third, and fourth lines and the Pendy-Lucier combination may have had the fewest 5-on-5. But, you know, I looked at a line like Barr, Cosentino, and Ushowski that seemed to be the straw that stirred the drink 5-on-5. They dig and work for that 1-0 goal, which was huge. But just what did you think of those checkers?
I agree. I think those guys, and we talked to them about it, and we're started them today for the exact same reason. I thought with their forecheck and their relentless work in the offensive zone was something that got us going early. And we're going to need more of the same of that. And if not, just to leave in a little bit more of a push here today with, you know, 3 and 2.5 days. And so we reward them. You know, I agree. I think, you know, I ended up going back to Harrison on the right side strictly because we end up getting that power play. And ultimately, you know, our power play sitting up there in the upper echelon of the league for a reason. And those guys have been a big part of it, and so in a key point in time. And then so when they found that, we just continued to go back with Brady on with Kenny and Norsey. But I agree. I thought our four-line contribution was there. That's what it takes to win. I think we're going to have to check a little better. We're going to have to be a little better off the rush here tonight from a checking standpoint. But again, we've talked about it. We've been here before. We got to put and stack some good days together, and to do that we've got up the ante in our emotional and our compete.
Yeah, well, and you touch on with the power plays, Harrison and Cosentino now with 9 power play goals this year, which is both top 5 in the AGHL. What do you think of Antoine Demers?
I thought his best game of the year by a lot, just in the sense of doing some little things. And when I say little things, he stopped some plays and got in some battles in both the offensive zone and especially the defensive zone along the wall, where it doesn't just go in, swing by, doesn't just take it, kick it out, and then stay and chase in our zone. He ate pucks when he should have eaten pucks. Little things like that that I thought had a big impact and then allowed him to use his speed. You know, he happens to obviously make a great play to Peterson, but I think it's more just in the detail of how he played, just simple. And puck management wise, for me, was one of, if not his best game of the year.
What did you think of him stepping up for Lucier there at the end of the second period? Obviously a penalty, but I thought he stepped in and showed up for his teammate.
Yeah, you know, there's a twofold thing. I think number one is, you know, when you retaliate, when it's something against yourself, those are penalties you can't take. You know, in the moment and in the whole situation, I think, and we talked about it after, we did that twice, but we're in such a tight game with our lives on the line, we're gonna have to take some pain. But on the flip side of it, those are penalties that we need to kill for our teammates because of, you know, what they're doing in that stage. And so there's that fine line. And so, and we did that, and that was a big part of the game.
Yeah, galvanized your group for sure. Well, you play well last night, Calgary. Did not play well last night. Haven't been playing well for a little while here, at least in terms of wins and losses. You don't want to get lulled into something. You know the challenges of playing a 3-3. You've seen it before. It's got to start right from the jump, doesn't it, today?
Yeah, we talked about it getting off the bus the minute our foot hit the ground. And we have a decision to make, and I don't care how Calgary's played ever. Our focus is on us. I thought we played extremely well on Friday, but it's at that stage where it's come play well, come perform and get results, and that's our mindset here going into tonight or this afternoon. And we've got to continue to push the envelope.
Good luck this afternoon.
Great, thank you.